are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals.
But you look at our tunnels, they're disgusting, they're dirty, they're soot. The tiles are all off. The roads are in bad shape. You know, as a builder, it's disgusting to me. You go through these tunnels, I like tippy-top. I like everyone who goes to my buildings and my clubs, they're tippy-top.
The American Infrastructure Act leverages public-private partnerships and private investments through tax incentives to spur $1 trillion in infrastructure investment over the next 10 years.
When we fix the infrastructure of our country, I want that to be under budget.
If our bridges and tunnels were beautiful and new and fresh.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillig. Thank you so much for listening. So fresh and new, Donald Trump says he's got $1 trillion in store for tunnels and bridges and roads and water. It's the kind of talk that makes Democrats absolutely salivate. They've been gunning for big spending on infrastructure for years, and it was even a silver lining for a lot of Dems after Mr. Trump's victory in the presidential election. The Dems have been cautiously approaching the president-elect's outstretched hand ever since Election Day, wondering if there might be some billions for public works in there. But one top Democrat advisor says this is not FDR, and Trump's infrastructure plan is not what Democrats have been dreaming of. Everyone who watched the populist rise of blue-collar voters wants to find a way to deliver and put those people to work. But Ronald Klain is loudly telling Democrats, don't fall for it, no matter how tippy-top the pitch from Donald Trump is.
Tippy-top!
Klain was an assistant to President Obama. He helped oversee the 2009 stimulus, and he was an advisor to Hillary Clinton's campaign as well. Ron, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
I wonder if there is hope for a common agreement here. I mean, why do both Democrats and Donald Trump want a giant infrastructure project, plan, whatever form it takes, so badly? I mean, of course, infrastructure is in need of repair. Everyone has a stake in all 50 states. But what we're talking about here is the potential for employment for millions of underemployed blue-collar workers without a college degree, right? And the opportunity to fill a big hole at the nexus of our economy and our politics that really helped drive this last election in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania.
Well, look, I don't know what Donald Trump wants. What I know is what he's proposed, which isn't really an infrastructure plan. It's a tax cut plan for wealthy investors. I know that Democrats believe firmly that we need a big infrastructure program like the one Secretary Clinton put forward in the 2016 campaign for both the reasons you talk about, Todd. On the one hand, we do have crumbling infrastructure in a lot of areas and certainly need to maintain and improve our infrastructure to keep our competitiveness as a country. How much time it takes, how complicated it is to move goods to market, to move people to their jobs. All these things have a big economic impact, and great infrastructure makes our country more efficient and more successful. And then, of course, there are jobs created when you go to build these things. I think we need to be careful not to overclaim how many jobs are created. A lot of infrastructure projects now use a lot of machinery. They are very sophisticated in how they schedule workers. They may not create as many jobs as in the past, but they do create jobs. They are generally good-paying jobs, and they're jobs, as I said, that adds to our overall productivity and success as a country. So if we had a real infrastructure plan on the table that really addressed our national needs, I think that would be something that Democrats would support, something we've proposed time and again, something that we put in the Recovery Act in 2009 when President Obama was trying to get us out of the recession, and something he proposed additional versions of throughout his presidency. So it's definitely a need, but it's got to be done the right way. If it's done the wrong way, you wind up not really solving our needs, spending a lot of taxpayer money, making some big construction industry investors quite rich, but not really creating jobs and not really fixing our problems.
So despite the losses in this election, Ronald Klain, Democrats do have some power here. What you're doing is appealing to the 48 or so Democratic senators who have the filibuster power here on any big infrastructure plan that comes their way. What have you been telling them about what they should try to win as concessions in this negotiation that Paul Ryan would agree to over on the other side of the Capitol and that ultimately Donald Trump might sign?
So I think Democrats, you know, we are a minority in the House and Senate, but a majority in the country. And We are the opposition, but not really the minority party. And so I think they need to focus less on what Paul Ryan will agree to, what Donald Trump will sign, and more on what they stand for. What are our core beliefs as a party? What are we fighting for? What are we standing up for and speaking out for? And I think here the answer should be clear. We should be speaking out for really addressing the national needs of water systems like the ones in Flint, Michigan, but all around the country that need upgrades, roads that really need to be first class, bridges that are in repair. We need to be speaking up to those needs, doing that in a way that creates real jobs for working people and that doesn't undercut our labor and environmental protections. I think if we stand up and speak out and fight for those things, we'll have the country behind us, and the Republicans will have to go along. I think the most important thing for Democrats is to remain true to our principles and to really fight for real change that will really help people.
Ronald A. Klain is busy trying to rally Democratic troops to stand and fight when it comes to infrastructure and a plan that Donald Trump may put forward to Congress once he takes the oath of office. Ronald Klain was an assistant to President Obama and also an advisor to Hillary Clinton in the 2016 campaign. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.